With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you wash your hands? Hello, and welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020.
Now, this is social distancing.
Yes, you're listening to us in the comfort of your home, hopefully, or maybe your car.
Chris and I are 6 feet apart, and Janie is always in our hearts.
She's just a short hop away on a computer-related superhighway. Here's what you did miss on the show tonight. We found out that eating healthy really does make your skin glow, and it boils down to the carotenoids, which are found in pigment plants. It's the stuff that makes like carrots
it's
orange.
Isn't carotene carotenoids? Yeah.
And they show that basically that people that have that eat a lot of this gives you kind of a slightly yellow glow, which is what you kind of want for Caucasian people, and that is being attributed to eating healthy and eating healthy fruits and vegetables.
People have like a brightness to their eyes and stuff. You could tell if somebody's sick or if they're healthy, and a lot of it has to do with you are what you eat.
Yes, and if you're eyes are yellow, that means you have jaundice, and that's not good.
That's a whole different
thing.
That's
the wrong kind of glow.
Yeah, wrong kind of glow.
Scotty, you're looking, or you're Homer Simpson.
That's the wrong kind of glow. People, millennials are capitalizing on cheap airline flights.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's cheap.
It's cheap.
You betcha.
And
what is it, $49 from San Francisco to Australia?
Yeah. Of course, Janie did bring up a good point. It's like, good luck getting back in.
If you go to Australia, you're not getting back anytime soon. So have fun with that $49 flight. It's actually one way. Surprise.
Yeah, that's it there. But, you know, the airline industry is trying to get as many people on planes as possible. I didn't know this. A lot of times they fly empty flights, and it makes you sense, like, why don't they cancel flights? Well, because in a lot of airports, the gates, the gold thing to have.
Yeah, the airlines pay for the gates, and if you don't use them, you'll lose them.
And so that's why they fly flights with nobody on them, so that the plane is in the gate.
So they can keep the rights to have to park their planes at that gate.
Yeah.
They literally pay for parking at the airport, and they're called gates.
So that explains that winner. We found out with all the TP hoarding, one industry is glowing about it, and that's bidet salespeople. there's a company called Brondell, which sells various types of bidet toilet seats and attachments. They said that they've seen an increase in sales over the last few days. They're selling one bidet on Amazon every 2 minutes. That's about 1,000 units per day, earning the company about $100,000 in profit.
For 2 minutes? Like, good grief. How many people are buying these bad boys?
When you're out of toilet paper, you know.
It's a bunch of clean butts walking around here.
I wouldn't mind the bidet, but I think the water would be too cold.
Especially in the middle of the night.
Do
you walk around with a cold, watery butt crack? Like, how does that work? How do you try it?
I don't know.
I need to read up on my bidet information. I don't know this.
Yeah, I know somebody, and it's true. I've known a couple of people that have bidets, and I've watched on TV as well. Bidet people are like Jeep people. They're super passionate about
bidets. They want everybody to have that.
Yeah, and they'll give you all the reasons, you know, you don't buy toilet paper. It's much more sanitary. You're going to save money, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, but I'm cold anyways. And, you know, sometimes when I'm off schedule, I have to go in the middle of the night, and I don't really want to be awake.
I don't want that happening.
I can save you money on your bidet. Here's what you get: a lawn chair, and you put your garden hose out in the sun for a while. Let the water heat up.
Okay.
Put a sprinkler right underneath there. Sit on it. And let the sprinkler fly.
Okay.
All right. Maybe cut a hole in the chair a little bit.
Are you required to have a car with no wheels in the yard with you as well?
Abandoned vehicles would be a plus, yes. And dogs on chained to tires.
Yes. Speaking of dogs here, there was a big change in the World Health Organization's posture on pets and the coronavirus, and they're now saying that, yes, pets can catch COVID-19. The revised stance comes in the wake of an infected dog being found in Hong Kong. The dog tested positive after remaining with its owners, who were sick with the virus. They said that the dog didn't really show any signs of the disease, and they were kind of wondering how this kind of happened, because the dog didn't show any signs, wasn't symptomatic, and didn't get sick.
So they need to do a lot of research on this before people start panicking. But if you do have it, wear the mask.
Yes.
I mean, everybody, any kind of cold or flu, wear the mask. Those are the people. It's not going to prevent you from getting it. If you have it, that's what prevents you from spreading it as virulently.
Yeah. I mean, and this is where common sense comes into. Don't let the dog kiss you on your face. Right. Keep it. Maybe have somebody who's not sick take care of your animal and do the mask, like Storm had said. Let's talk about our teeth, our pearly whites. A lot of food that we eat actually dims them. Dark fruits, such as blueberries, blackberries, and pomegranates, taste delicious, by the way, but apparently wreak havoc on the brightness of your enamel because of chromogens, which produce a pigment that is difficult to rub off. That's what happens. But we've also found out that strawberries contain malic acid, which can safely dissolve the surface stains on your teeth. So maybe once you have a pomegranate, finish it up with a couple of strawberries.
Mm. Nice. I'm hungry now.
They say certain antibiotics or medications will also cause your teeth to discolor, as well as some mouth rinses.
Yeah,
mouthwashes.
So will methamphetamine.
Ooh.
Okay? So you want to avoid the methamphetamphetamine if you can, okay?
Yes.
Good.
They say
good meeting.
Check with your dentist to see if their recommendation. Thought this was interesting. Curry, which is a big popular in Indian and Thai foods, apparently can darken the coloring of your teeth as well. They say if you have a curry spiced meal, you might want to toss in some fruits, veggies, or starches that can help wear off the coloring of your teeth.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, balsamic vinegar can also dull your pearly whites.
Really?
Yeah, they say basically what you need is add some crunchy stuff to the mix, because the crunchiness actually kind of is a mild abrasive.
Kind of abrasive, yeah. And eat strawberries. The malic acid in the strawberries will dissolve some of that. Bring your chiclets back to pearly whiteness.
Yes. And then finally, we learned a lot of people will be, if they're not working from home, my social media has been filled with people showing exactly what this story is talking about, showing their work setup because they're now working at home. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's an issue of your privacy. A lot of the photos seem harmless, but there's a chance that someone could, you could post some sensitive information inadvertently. For instance, the little sticky note on the side of your computer with all your passwords.
Yeah, somebody might see.
Like, hey, look at my cute office space. There's all my passwords.
Somebody might actually read the other tabs you have open and embarrass you.
Very true. You're not working. plus, you know, there's also photos of your interior, photos of your family in there, and that can all information, which sounds kind of benign, but if it gets into the wrong hands, could be problematic. So if you are going to post one of these pictures, do as clean of a picture as possible, without stuff that really identify your home.
We're live on the air every day, and we're on our website, ktk985.com. We're updating any corona updates locally in the north central Florida area, right here in the heart of Florida. So we're your resource. We get you through hurricanes. We're going to get you through this, too, okay?
Absolutely. And that is our show for today, Tuesday, March 17th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Bye. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.